Okay, so we are on in Simon Dalad, page 20. Simon Dalad, Sif Chof Beis. Right, Sif Chof Beis. The last line of the page. Page 20. Simon Dalad. Shochan Och, Chaim. Okay. Im Ein Loi Mayim. Im Ein Loi Mayim. If a person does not have water, a person should wipe his hands with a stone or earth or anything that's going to clean it, his hands, and he should make the bracha al nikius yodaim, make the bracha not on the tilas yodaim, but nikius yodaim, on the cleanliness of the hands. V'yoyil letfila, and that will help him to be able to daven, but not to be able to remove the rachua. We're familiar with these concepts. So that's what he should do if he doesn't have any water. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot nun hei, the bottom of the page, right? Towards the bottom of the page. Five lines on the bottom of the page. Im ein, b'chule. V'im yesh lo mayim, if he does have water available, sarach litol. He needs to even wash his hands before he davens mincha and maariv. Even though he has no awareness of ever getting his hands dirty, he still needs to wash his hands for mincha maariv. Those washings should be without a bracha. Because the bracha of the Tetzi Daim was said for shachris only. If a person does not have water, kahacha, then even for mincha maariv, we say that some say that the din is like it is over here. The yinake b'chol midi b'naki, use anything he can to clean, make his hands clean. Pen mudbak b'hem is a davam mos or zuhoma, lest he has any type of disgusting or dirty thing on his hands. Vayin lakam on simon sadi beis, b'mishnah bur. B'reish lam gimel b'mishnah bur. Okay, sifkot nun vav. Page 20, the bottom.
What kind of washing is that before mincha maariv? He just threw that in there.
Because when our simon, we're not dealing with that. There's later simon on the deal mincha maariv, but he's just throwing in the fact that you should wash your hands mincha maariv. Before mincha maariv, yep. Yekanach yodov, nun vav, right? Vafilu ha'yim luchlochim bavadai, could go into asa socha v'kinach, even if a person definitely had dirty hands, such as he went to relieve himself and he wiped his hands, gam kein mahani, meaning even if he's not using water and he went to the bathroom, he came out and he didn't have any water, so he just wiped his hands with something that cleans it, that would also help. Ayin lakamon, simon sadi beis, kamon sarach lachsa achamayim, and we'll learn in simon sadi beis how much of effort and time a person has to put in to be able to get hold of actual water. Right, we're going to discuss that later on. How much time he has to put in to actually get hold of water, rather than just rely on this b'dieved of wiping his hand with something else. Nun zayin ba'afa, oi she shafshef b'talas yavish. Another option would be to wipe his hand with a dry garment, cloth, something like that. That seems to be the most common way people do it if they haven't got any water. Or the Milah Shmoneh, as we discussed, just wipe the hand on some kind of garment, some kind of fabric, and that will clean it. At least, not for Rechua, but to be able to make his hands technically clean. Vadar, Dinikayan, Kerentu, Oimed, Mokamayim. Since the cleaning of using these things is instead of using water, Sarachlin Akois, Kolayad, he has to wipe all of his hands. Bain Gaboy, Ovein, Toich Adaperek, next page, right, page Yud Aleph. He has to wash it, since he's using water, so he has to wipe his hand in a way that it had he been using water. It means all of his hand, the front and the back, and all the way up into the wrist. Over the Eved, Dai Ad Seif Kishir, it's both of all, over the Eved at least, to wipe his hands until the top of his fingers, means to his knuckles. Don't do like people do, they just kind of wipe the top of their fingers to make them clean. That is not going to work. Doesn't work just to do it like people do with the Mayim HaChoyim thing, like just at the top. No, the top is not going to work. You have to do at least your whole fingers, and if not, actually your entire hand, your palm, the back of your hand, is what's required for this halacha.
I'm actually getting the water everywhere.
What water? There's no water here. Nunches, what? That's the point. Nunches, Nekiyas Yadayim, he makes a bracha Nekiyas Yadayim, according to the Right, there are some that say you could make natilas yadayim even on wiping without using water. However, there is such an opinion, but all of the Achronim do not agree with this, and they follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that Al Nakiyas Yodayim is a better bracha in this situation.
Is this to do with just if you urinate, what happens if you do the other, and there's no water to wash your hands? It's really unhygienic.
It is unhygienic, but you haven't got any water. Okay, Chof Gimel, what can you do? Chof Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Loi tiknu netilas yadayim el kriya shma l'tfila. The bracha netilas yadayim was established for kriya shma and tfila. Ava bracha is the shachris, but as for the other brachas, bechas shachris, etc., yoch leva koidim netila, you could actually make before you washed your hands. Ela imkeinu yoshein amitasoy avoyim she'oz osol az kiyas Hashem ad she'inake oisam. Other brachas, would you be able to make them without necessity time, except for if a person was sleeping without clothes in his bed, then he would not be allowed to mention Hashem's name until he actually wiped his hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Koidim Natila, right? Sifkan Nun Gimel. Nun Tes. Koidim Natila. The Stam Yodayim, the Haina Shaini Yodaya im Heim Luchlochim, Einem Psulus Lebrachim. If a person wants to make a bracha and he has no idea, no awareness of them becoming dirty, then he could make the bracha. The Kosher Kena Divitoy, certainly he'd be able to learn if he has no awareness of them becoming dirty. The Haim Mavochim Alapay with the Insakan Tulis Yodayim. Like, for example, a person makes a bracha on an apple, you have to stop and wash your hands, obviously, first. You can assume that until this point they've been clean, there's no reason to believe they're dirty, you could make a bracha. Sivkom Samach Awaim, unless he was sleeping in bed without clothes. Sha'az Mestama Yadav Matunafis Menegias Base of Stone, because again, if he's naked, then you can safely assume that he touched dirty places. Umabushim Shalanu Shabesa Sava Pasuach, our clothing, where the neck area is open. Afilim Yoshim Bimabushim Mestama Yadav Matunafis. The same thing would apply even with clothes nowadays, if you're talking about wearing loose clothes that he could have likely have got his hands dirty. Kidaka Lechachech Bagufo Makam Zeh, because a person tends to scratch areas of his body which are dirty, sweaty places when he sleeps. That's only if he had a full sleep. If he just kind of dozed, had a little rest, we don't have to assume that he touched dirty places, he would not need to wash. And therefore the hands are assumed to be like any hands in a regular situation, that without any awareness of becoming dirty, you could learn Torah. It stops kind of mid-sentence over here because he's quoting the Prima Godim, but there's no chazaka that you touch dirty places unless we're talking about tefillah, where you do have to wash your hands. Samach Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Shunake oisam, he should wipe them, right? Wiping them, as we said, what did we say? We said in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to, if you want to be able to mention Hashem's name after you slept in bed when you weren't wearing clothes, then you have to wipe them in order to be able to say Hashem's name. So b'soy oisam b'chomi d'menaki, using stones or anything that makes it cleaner. V'hu adin l'toyra asa b'lo nikain. Also, when it comes to learning Torah, if a person slept, etc., he would not be able to learn until he cleans his hands. I'm Pima Godim Shekosad Afilu im Yesh Laimayim Mikomokim Dai Lebochas L'toyra b'nikain ba'alma. Says the Akula over here, the Prima Godim says, even if you do have water, there's no need to use the water. You can just wipe them with anything to be able to say brachas and learn Torah. V'chei mashma b'agro. The Gua also seems to say that. It's only really to remove the Ruach Ruah that a person needs to find water. However, Shari Tshuva is quoting from the Zohar that says, no, you should not make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim without actually washing the hands. If you have water, you should use it. Okay, Va'ayla Kamon, Simon, Samach Beis, Sifkon, Ches, Mishneh Berurah. There's a couple of footnotes in the Dirshu. In footnote 68, it says that if your person wants to think Divrei Torah, the Bialocha brings later on that you're allowed to think without washing your hands. You don't have to worry about that. A person who, it says in the next in the same footnote 68, in the second paragraph, it says, it's got to be a person who was naked and wants to be Yotze with someone else's bracha, with Shemir Ka'ina, so you can't do that, because when a person's naked, he can't answer a bracha, he can't say a bracha himself, and if you can't say a bracha, you can't listen to someone else's bracha either. And as for footnote 69, so it says, in order to answer Amen before you wash your hands, can you do that or not? So it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's mutter, if you haven't got water, again, if he doesn't have water, to wash his hands properly for learning and for making a bracha, it's still mutter to answer Amen, then he brings it to Tiferes Adam, who says, Ein lahachmir bakach. It's a chumrah. If a person is machmir, not to answer amen, without washing, then it's actually going to come to a kula because you end up not answering amen to brachas. And that was a psak also of the Chazon Ish, that it's mutter to answer amen before Noteres Yadayim. According to the Zohar, though, he should not. Okay. Now we get to, that was the end of Siman Dalet. Now we begin Siman Hey. Try and begin and end it today, if we can, in our 10 minutes that we have. Okay. And Siman Vav starts next week. So Siman Hey, Kavonas HaBochus. Uvoi, Sif Echad, there's only one Sif. Okay. An important Sif, although only one Sif. Okay. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Page Yud Aleph in the middle. Yechavein bebochus, perush hamilos. When a person makes bochus, he should have in mind the meaning of the words. Because sheyazki Hashem, when a person says, mentions the name of Hashem, yechavein perush kriyosai ba'adnus shu adon hakol, he should have in mind the meaning of the reading. When a person reads Hashem Hashem, how do you read it? You don't read it Yudke Vavke, you read it adnus, right? Adoin, when you say Hashem Hashem. So when you say that, you should have in mind the explanation of Adnus, which is Adoin HaKol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything. The Yechavein, you should also have in mind B'Ksiv Asoi, in the way it's written, because where, how do you write, when you say Hashem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you, how is it written? Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey. So you need to have in mind the way it's written as well. B'Yud and Hey, Shehaya Hoi Ve'Viyya, meaning to say that you're having in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, was, is, and will be. So that's a kavana, that's a lot of kavanas to put into one word, right? You have to have in mind two things, the way you say it and the way you write it, the way it's written. The way you say it is adnus, so you have to have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything, and also you have to have in mind the way it's written, what's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, to have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu is past, present, and future, was, is, and will be. Uvaz Kiyo Elokim, and when a person mentions the name of Elokim, he's the source of all strength, all ability comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are the two names of Hashem, the two main names of Hashem that we use. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. Perush Hamilos. The meaning of the words, explanation of the words. Kemo Shomu Chazal. A person should have kavana when he says the name of Hashem, and he should say it benachas, calmly, not in a rush. Don't rush the name of Hashem. There's a load of footnotes on all these points. Okay, we'll do what we can. But the first footnote in number one, we'll do at least the first paragraph says he quotes in the name of the Shlah. Right, he should accustom himself to mevarach brachos out loud. Why? Not to say it quietly, not to just whisper. It's better to say brachos out loud because a person's voice is ma'oire his kavona. And he points out an interesting nakuda, which is, why don't we say, when we're shaking the lulav, right? Hoyu Hashem kitoy kilam chasta, we shake every direction, right? But when you say Shem Hashem, you don't shake. You keep still. Why do you keep still? So I don't know if people know this, but the reason is, Shasim brings, the reason is because people are, you know, you say Hashem Hashem, you should not be doing things because you can't focus on Hashem Hashem. You should be stopping so that you can focus your kavana on the name of Hashem. So that, again, that's another indication of the fact that it's important that we should be focusing, not just saying Hashem Hashem, we have it, you know, many times a day we're saying Hashem Hashem, but it needs attention that we should be saying it with a proper kavana. And he's going to quote now, back in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes, there's more footnotes, I don't know if we have time today, but the Mishnah Berurah continues now to quote from Sefer Chassidim. If you can, we're in the right column of the Mishnah Berurah, three lines into the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'zeh l'shoin, again, the bottom of the page, V'zeh l'shoin Sefer Chassidim simen memvav, k'shunotel yadav oy mevarech al peiros al ha-mitzvos hashkuros b'fi kol adam, when a person washes his hands, or he makes a bracha on fruit, or any of the mitzvahs that people are used to making, yechavein liboy l'shein boiroi, he should direct his heart towards his creator, the name of his creator, left column, Asher Hifli Chastei Imoi, because a person, that Hashem did amazing chesed to this person, and he gave him this fruit to eat, or this bread, Lehanois Mehem, that he can benefit from him, to get pleasure from it. We see Vo ala mitzvah, and he's commanded us to do mitzvahs. This is what you should be thinking. Don't just do something that a person, like a person doing it through habit, without just saying words and without any type of thought. A person should not be doing that. And it gets worse. Valdava there, Choa Af Hashem Ba'amai. Hashem becomes angry at his nation when they say his name without having any focus of any thought. Veshalach lanu biyad Yeshaya, and he sent us his message through Yeshaya Novi, Va'omar Yan, ki nigash ha'am hazeh, befir v'besrosav kibduni, v'libay v'chak m'meni, that they served me, they've honored me with their mouths and with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They're just saying the words. They're doing the right things, they're doing the right actions, but they're not using their heart to actually serve me. Their heart is far from me. Ayin Cham Oid Ma Sheherich Begoida Ha'inish Avuzeh, there's actually punishment that a person could receive for not having kavana when he says Shem Hashem. Let's just do the Sefer Hasidim quote in number 4, the footnote number 4. We can't learn this simon without at least getting a bit scared. Footnote number 4. V'zeh loshel ha-sefer chasidim, sham. U'ma'aseh ba'adam echad. It was the story of a certain person. Shem meis lifnei zman, he died earlier than expected, a few years early. La'acha shneim esach chodesh, and after 12 months, nifgale b'chaloyim le'echad mekoyev, he came in a dream to one of his relatives. Shaloi eichat ha-noyeg ba'olam sh'ata sham. He says, so the relative says, so how are you doing up there? How's it going in where you ended up? Amaloi b'chol yoyim, he said, every day, Donim Oisi, they judge me. Actually, Hayisi Medakti Levach, Bechaz Amoitzi, Bechaz Apeyos, Bechaz Amozim, Bechaz Amozim, that I wasn't careful to say the Boch of Amoitzi, or the Boch on fruits, or Bechaz Amozim, with proper Kavona of the heart. He gets judged every day for that lack of Kavona in his Bochas. Okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Cotton Base. Kriyasei Ba'adnas. Right, we said the regular name of Hashem that we have in the Sidurim and the Pesukim generally is with Yudkei Vavkei, but we pronounce it as Adnas, right? Adoin. So the pronunciation is Adnas, ki Hashem anechbad anoyua osele kroise b'kiksavoy, because as we know, you're not allowed to express the name of Hashem in the way it's written. Yudkei Vavkei, we don't say Yudkei Vavkei, right? We have to say Adnas. A person who expresses the name of Hashem the way it's written with its letters does not have a portion in the world to come. So we have to be careful from that, obviously. And that's why, as everyone knows, when we say Yudkei Vavkei, we don't say it that way. We say Adnas. And they add a few more questions over here. If a person wants to say Yud, we say, you know, the meaning is a Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Why we say a Kuf and not a Hei? Because you're not allowed to say the Yud and the Hei and the Vav and the Hei without a break in between. You're not allowed to say it the way it's written, even spelling out the letters. And that's why we say Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei and not with a Hei. He brings, what about thinking? So he said, I quoted this earlier, that I'm going through the footnote number 5 here, that we quoted at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, if we actually had the shiur at that point, but the Arizal said the person should make the image of Yudkei Vavkei in his mind. Actually, that is a good thing to do, because he can have the and he should have the image of Yudkei Vavkei in his mind. But there's more details over there. Look back to what we discussed at that point. So we said the person who expresses the name of Hashem with the letters as they are does not have a chel olam haba. Continues Mishnah Berurah. Ella sarech likroisei ki ilu hayakosav shem adoy. I can't say that word either. Noi. He should be reading it if it said Adnas. Vegam benukudas adoy etc. Noi. How do you pronounce that word? The hainu. Now get this. See if Ashkenazim have trouble with this. Right. The hainu ha aleph bechatav patach. The way you express the aleph of Adnas, right? Adoyin. The aleph should not be. It shouldn't be and it shouldn't be ah. It should be a chataf patach. What's a chataf patach? It's like a shorter patach than a regular patach. It's a bit more brief. Ari, you want to just do that for us? It's a half patach, half shva. You shouldn't say people say ud, right? That's not good, obviously. And you shouldn't say ah. You should say a bit briefer than ah, a shorter version of ah. Adoy. Right, I don't know if I can do it either, but that's the correct way to do it. V'hadalad b'choylem v'hanun b'komatz, and the dalad should be pronounced with a choylem, noi, right, and doi, right, should be pronounced with a choylem, and the nun should be with a komatz. Oh, again, this is an Ashkenazi pronunciation, Shia, so what can you do, right? So that's the three letters of the name of Hashem. V'yad g'shayud shitei nikereth yofeh. Yi. The yud at the end should be pronounced, not just left hanging. Yi. Not that long, but you get the idea. I did it too long. Right, kavona yichavin l'shem havaya. He should have kavona for the shem yudkei vavkei. V'tam hanagina hu milavah. And the emphasis of the letter of the word, the dogish is on the end of the word. Right. Ad. Okay, there's lots of jokes about this. We'll discuss it afterwards, maybe. But the correct pronunciation of the emphasis should be at the end of the word. Okay, Shehaya. Okay, so we said that Hashem is Haya Haya V'yir, right? Haya is past. He was, he is, and he will be. We'll finish off with this. Really, you only have to have in mind when you say the name of Hashem with the way it's actually pronounced. So you don't have to think about the Haya Haya V'yir according to the Gra. You really only have to think about Adonis, the Hashem is master of everything. Because we follow the way it's written. Sorry, we follow the way it's pronounced, not the way it's written. Even though in the way it's written, there's many great secrets of Kabbalah or whatever inside it. So again, usually when you say according to the Gra, when you say the Shem Hashem in regular situations, you only have to have in mind Adnas, Adon Hakol. You don't have to think about Haya Haya V'yir according to the Gra. Right, levad b'kriyas Shema. Aside from when you say the first pasuk of Shema, Shom Tzarich Lechaven Gam Kein Shehaya. You have to have the kavanah Hashem was, is, and will be. Ayin Shom. Okay, v'makom shenichtav ba'alef dalet. And what about a case where you find psukim where it's actually written as alef dalet nun yud? Right, it's not written yud kei vav kei. So over there, the kula alma ain't Tzarich Lechaven Ela Shehu Adon Hakol. For sure, you only have to have in mind over there that Hashem is master of everything. If a person is speaking about the kindness of Hashem that he did, that was done to him, and he started by saying the name Hashem, and he wants to now go on to speak about Hashem did. He didn't say Hashem, he said the actual Adonis, and he starts speaking about the wonders that Hashem did for him. Don't stop him from speaking, because then it's like a person who starts a bracha. Don't stop him in the middle. A person who's speaking about the greatness of Hashem and what Hashem did for him, and he starts by saying the name of Hashem, and he now wants to continue to speak about those wonderful things Hashem did him. Don't stop him there. Let him finish. Otherwise, you said the name of Hashem without for nothing, with no reason. A person started cursing someone using the name of Hashem. Stop him before he gives the actual curse, because it's a terrible aveira to use Hashem to invoke Hashem to curse a person is a terrible aveira. Stop him before he does the actual curse. It's quite common, I think, in Americans use this. I'm not going to go into the details there, but Americans, use the English name of Hashem when they want to curse somebody. Stop the person before he goes into the curse, because otherwise it's a serious aveira. Okay, Adkan.